RUH, mobile.
Morning, Anthony. W8FU.
Good morning, Sean. Sounds like you're on your way into work. Does that mean we are not tearing down a garage today?
That is correct. I'm going to hire a crew to come in. My son, as ambitious as he is, I look at him and I just shake my head and go, no. So I'm going to hire a crew. Got a guy I've been getting some prices, and got a guy I'm going to give a call here this morning and tell him, make it so. So maybe next week we take a couple days off if I can coordinate them with my schedule.
I got to tell you, I think it's a good idea that you're hiring somebody to do it. Definitely doable, but it sounds like one of those projects that if you have the ability to get some professionals out there, they can make quick work of it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of manual labor, and the way my back is, it's just I know for certain I'll throw my back out doing it, and then I'll pay for that for a week. A day, a week, 2 weeks. You never know when it gets me, how long. So, my son, he's all gung-ho and all that, but he doesn't have the time. So, he says, oh yeah, we'll just knock it out on Thursday and Friday when I'm off. It's like, if you had a crew of three or four, they could all show up O-Dark 30 on a Thursday. You might knock it out, Thursday, Friday. But, and then I got to coordinate the dumpsters and things like that. And this guy here, he does it all, man. Cleans it all up. Takes care of a few other odds and ends I got. Disappears.
That'll be perfect. Yeah, I mean, man, there's a lot of projects that I look at and I go, well, I can do that, but somebody else that does this every day will get it done in a quarter of the time that I will, and I'll be a lot happier when it's done, and, I think we all work every day so that we can have some of our own time and sometimes pay people to help us out, so that's what it's there for, right?
Oh yeah, yep. And I got a time. I can't let this linger on because I've got to get this replacement up, before winter. So I'm starting to, we're starting to get to the point where it's like, all right, I get this thing down next week and then shop around, get something lined up and on order. The structure I'm going to put up there is they come out and plop on your slab and the key split, so should be able to get it all up before before the holidays, be all set.
That'll be great. Did what happened with the concept of just redoing all the trusses?
I had a couple people come out and take a look, and they were like, yeah, nah, it's just too much, And then, they said then, you'd never be sure it's all square and, if it shifts a little or something like that. They said, nah, it's better off just tearing her down. So, I've kind of felt that way. I didn't have anybody that felt confident about squaring it up and rebuilding it, so.
Well, that's why you're hiring experts, right? So get their opinion, and it's probably best case to take it if you have multiple people giving the same opinion. Start from the ground up. You'll probably be happier that you did in the long run.
Yeah, I just want to get, a bunch of the outside stuff just knocked off my list because I want to do some major modifications, renovations on the house itself, and I don't really want to get going on those until I get all the outside under control, because I need the space to work in and out of. You know, if I'm gonna be, you know, doing some major renovations, I'm gonna need to displace some quite a bit of stuff for a while, so I need that garage functional. But yeah, you know, so just be glad to get the project moving, because I've been paralyzed by all the moving parts for so long. It's just be good to get moving. What is that? Oh, it's a turn signal. It's flashing yellow light up ahead. It's kind of weird. Kind of going from left to right. I can see now it's a turn signal on a car.
That is one of the luxuries of having a detached garage, that you have a lot of space to either displace items or set up a good workshop. You know, I have an attached garage, and it's one of my, one of the things that I wish I had was extra space. I got to put a shed up eventually just to move some stuff, or to actually just build a workshop in the shed. So that's a big project that'll come soon, maybe next summer if I'm lucky. Those sheds have went up in price exponentially, though. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my, you know, there's been a whole series of things that have paralyzed me on this project. And, you know, whether it be COVID or whether it be lumber prices, interest rates, you know, move. You know, I've had so many things whirlwinding around, and not pinning down any one particular solution. So it was just, it felt good to just finally decide on a plan and say, okay, this is what I do and start moving forward. But yeah, that was, the prices were, you know, they're better now, by a little bit than they were coming out of COVID. You know, lumber prices coming out of COVID were just astronomical. They're still high, but it's a little bit better. They've stabilized a bit. Or maybe we've just gotten used to them. I don't know.
I totally know what you're talking about. In 21, we were going to finish our basement, and literally overnight, everything skyrocketed in price. There was, I can't remember, whatever tragedy happened in Texas. Maybe it was that snowstorm they got that shut down all the power and screwed everything up. But, you know, everything that was, all the materials went up like 60-70% overnight. I had a plumber out on a Thursday, agreed to have him do the project, and he called me back on Monday and told me that his prices were going up. So we just called the project off and moved on. We haven't done anything with it yet, just because, exactly what you said, supply cost and interest rates are out of control. So maybe soon here, some stuff will stabilize and everybody can move on with their lives and start doing big projects again. Who knows?
Yep, I sure hope so, because after I get all this done, I got this, and then I've got to bring in a lawn or outdoor crew to just do some major cleanup in the yard. But I got an acre and a lot of trees, and I want to get more than, when I was younger, I could probably keep on top of it, but I need somebody to come in and do, I'm going to really have them cut it back, try to get down the more lawn, less trees, or less shrubbery. Not the tree killer, right? But that's gonna be a big project as well that I don't want to do. And I just get those all done. Because the house, that's, you know, I'm hoping, you know, that something breaks. Because I want to do an addition and then completely white box the part of the house and completely restructure it, redo it. But I haven't even started that part of the project yet. And if I think too much about it, it gets me paralyzed. So But once I get all that other stuff off my plate and that's all I have to focus on, I'll start focusing on that more. I just pulled up. I'm going to, after yours, I'm going to get inside and see what my day looks like. I think I'm going to be babysitting at one of my sites again today. So I'll be working remote from inside my car. It's not a terrible gig, but not quite as comfortable as the office. I just can't waste talent doing that, so I'm worthless when it comes to that kind of stuff anymore, so I'll go do it. I'll go babysit. I can't pull a technician off of real work to do it. After yours, W8FU.
Well, enjoy your day in the vehicle. Hopefully it doesn't get interesting for you. But I will talk to you tomorrow maybe, and if you are around, I'll try to catch up or send you a message on Telegram and maybe swing by and pick up that radio, and we'll see if we have schedules that match up that we can meet up. So I will talk to you soon. This is K8RUH, and I am clear.
Yeah, we should be able to make something work. All right, catch you. W8FU. KEA-TFM.
Hey, BLS.
NAKPP Mobile for about 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So where are you?
I'm here at St. Clair Drive, leaving my subdivision, heading towards the office because our El Presidente decided to have a meeting this morning and didn't tell anybody. So I'm going there. And after that, I get to go do a little bit of computer work, not much, and then I'm going to head towards Lake Orion, the big Chrysler dealer out there.
Wee fun. I'm sitting here babysitting, as I said. So, got to set up the mobile office and be bored. I might run out for a coffee. Technically, I'm not supposed to leave these guys unattended here, but if I just sneak out for a coffee, I'll be okay.
I know. Well, I think you know the boss. Just call him and tell him.
Guy's a prick.
I have to meet him someday. Oh, well. Thought you'd send one of your understudies, but your understudies are busy tuning things in. So I guess that's one of the joys of being on top. You get to watch.
Nah, I can't waste any talent babysitting contractors, so that's why I'm here.
You are fortunate. You've got quite a team there. I got to give it to you. They get something in their mind, just like what happened yesterday. They know it's here, and they kept searching until they found it. So, you know, that takes a special type of person to do something like that, you know. I mean, there's not many of those type of people left nowadays. Like, no, I know it's here. You know what I'm saying? That the dedication to making sure that, you know, things are handled was... That was impressive, so congratulations on your team.
Well, you know, we, like I, you know, I've said, we paid a great deal of money to have that unit equipped accordingly. And so, you know, it's, everybody's quite interested when we have an opportunity to find out what we need to get it to work for that, product line specifically, and we get pretty excited about it. might not have another window of opportunity. So, all right, looks like, oh, there's the mobile command post. I was wondering where the hell that was. My guys have to drop one of our vans off over here and get it worked on. Looks like they dropped it off and already left.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we're burning through a lot of vehicles right now, too. Probably one of the discussions. We got one vehicle that's just burning an insane amount of fuel, and I guess it's time for it to get replaced. So, all right, I will throw my call back out. You're still supervising. It'll probably be at about an hour, so talk to you a little bit later, Sean. NAKBB.
Yep, I'm going to be pretty much stuck out here all day, so. All righty, we will catch you later. WF.
Call Greg and the guys and set up a quota out there. Later, NAKBB. NAKBB Mobile.
KF8S Mobile.
KF8S88JL, how you doing today?
Good afternoon. Just navigating traffic on 23 Mile Road. They got it all messed up around 8.
Holy Hayes, it's messed up. It's funny, I was at 23 in Hayes about 6:30 a.m. this morning. Was nothing there, so it must not be like major construction, but like ripping up the road type thing, but traffic is still a problem. It's still a problem if it's still a problem.
Yeah, there's like a bottleneck. There's like, they put it down to one lane, when you're crossing Hayes on 23, so it's just bottlenecking there. So I'm actually going up Shaner, and I'm going to take 24 east, and I want to, I wanted to drive down the newly opened Garfield. I wanted to see how that looks. So it kind of gives me an excuse. But I'm on my way to an appointment over on that side and have some time, so I'm taking the back route.
It sounds good. Real quick, how do I sound? I just put my home station back together, so just want to make sure that this radio and antenna are hooked up properly.
Yeah, I have to say it's probably the best that I've heard you, because usually, you're really scratchy and, you're in your mobile or something like that, but this is really good. Very full quieting and all that stuff.
That's exactly it. Normally, if I'm on VHF or UHF, I'm mobile. I rarely do it from the house, but I'm actually here at the house. It's fall time because I'm putting my station back together. It got ripped apart in the late spring to go do a POTA, and I don't even bother to put it back together during the summer. And it's end of September, so scuba diving has slowed down, so I'm putting my station back together. Haven't touched a Morse code key in 6 months, so it's time to get back on that horse, that kind of thing. But yeah, this is my home station, so the antenna's up a little higher, it's a little more stable. Same radio, exact same antenna for that matter, but it just is mobile, which I think helps a lot. It's also, 10 feet higher off the ground, which I think also helps.
Yeah, height is might, and Sean did some upgrades to the antenna in the spring. He moved it to a different location and put it up higher. So I don't know if you're going into Warren or Romeo. But I'm on Romeo. I'm at 24 and Shaner, getting towards where that new Myers is. And hopefully I'm doing okay. I've only got a quarter wave antenna on my car.
So you're doing great. Very little quick surge static on occasion. Romeo is 625, right? I'm on Warren, which is 600. And then the other one I've got is like 07. I don't know where that one is. That one we just clicked over and heard. I think that might be Romeo is 07. I think Richmond is 625. The receive audio here is staticky for me, and so, you know, I'm never going to get better out than I'm getting in. So if it's staticky coming in, I'm not going to, there's no point in checking Romeo, but I could try Richmond.
Yeah, Romeo 075 and Richmond 625. So, yeah. And then I just usually keep it on 600 because it's got really good coverage.
I switched over to Richmond 625 and said something, and I don't think it didn't click into the repeater, so I don't think you heard me.
No, didn't hear anything. Just what you transmitted now.
How about now? 443-625?
Yep, I hear you now.
I was on 442-625. That's 443-625. So that's interesting. So I'm coming in through Richmond now, I guess. And interesting. I'll have to give that a shot mobile. Maybe I had it on the wrong frequency. 443-625, interesting.
UMP in Mount Clemens, 443-625.
Well, that makes a little more sense. Interesting, I can get all the way to Mount Clemens. But it is more staticky. I don't know what it sounded like on your end, but on my end, just receiving the repeater was a little more staticky. So, yeah, here in my home, Warren works fine. It's just that mobile, if I go any farther north than here, which I usually do because I live here at 23 and Mount, and a lot of the stuff I want to get to, Home Depot and, you know, stuff like that, is at 26 miles. So I'm always going north. And if I go even just a little bit north, I really drop off.
Yeah, it's like 20, I don't know where it is, there's a certain point where Romeo is better, but yeah, it sounds like you got like a little dead zone over there where Romeo doesn't work and Warren doesn't work. I do know, yeah, 26 and like, where is it, like Washington Township, 26 and Mound over there, it doesn't come in, I can't get Warren as good, but once you get to the expressway area, then it's fine.
That's it, and I don't even overly complain. I mean, it works well enough, but like you said, I'm a lot staticier when you hear me normally, because that's normally the area that I'm in. So, like I said, I mean, it's worth way more than I'm paying for it. That's for certain, and I'm very grateful for all the work that Sean, you, others have been doing. But yeah, unfortunately, I happen to be the one guy in that tiny little area. So, whatever, it is what it is. It works well enough. It's certainly not something that that I'm complaining about anyway.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know if there's like a valley there or what. I always thought that was up in elevation. But there's like this kind of wall, so to speak, like with the terrain. And I think that's what caused it. But anyways, all the repeater stuff, that's Sean. I just, I'm just a user just like you.
I definitely appreciate it, that's for certain. On another subject that you might be slightly, I don't know about interested in, but at least, you know, aware of, I just bought an MVDVM, whatever it is, little Raspberry Pi with a hotspot. I haven't even done anything with it, but I just got it a couple of weeks, maybe a month ago. I bought it used, I haven't even logged into it, et cetera, et cetera, but that's another toy for me to play with this summer.
Well, fall now, but yeah, I haven't done much tinkering. I'm in between places right now. I'm living in an apartment with my family, and we move into our new house at the end of October, so really haven't done much HF. I'm kind of like you, haven't done much HF this year. I've been living vicariously through others. I'll go to the Lark in the Park and, you know, sit there and hang out and all that, but haven't been really active with HF since I had to tear down my station at my old house.
This isn't HF. This is a VHF, not a VHF, a UHF hotspot for All-Star, stuff like that. Like I said, I've got it. I haven't even powered it on. I bought it used, along with a couple of other items. But I'm looking forward to playing with that. I've got an All-Star Link node playing, but it only works through sound card stuff. I don't have anything HF or RF. So now I'll have the ability to be able to use RF. Although I think it might require a digital radio, and I don't have a digital radio, but I haven't gotten that far into it yet.
Yeah, the MMDVM boards are digital only. There is a way to hook up analog, but it doesn't quite work, and you need a donor radio and all that stuff. So just think of it as digital only. If you want to get into All-Star, you got to get one of those little dongles, you know, those little, you can pick them up. The cheap ones are like $50. If you want to get the Shari one, you know, a little bit more. And depending on your skill level and your patience, you can get it cheaper if you want to put it together and all that. But I'm sure you know all that stuff. But, yeah, to get into All-Star, you got to use different software. You got to use that ASL3. I wouldn't do Ham VoIP anymore. I think it's deprecated. ASL3, they've done a really good job with it. It's all running on Debian 12 and all that good stuff. So if you ever get bored and interested in that, that's one thing to try. You just got to get a little USB radio RF dongle thingy.
Thanks for mentioning All-Star 3. I hadn't taken a look at it. I'm aware of the dongles. I've got a crystal semiconductor sound card that if I get off my lazy butt, I can solder into and get the carrier detect for sending. You know, all that kind of good stuff. I mentioned All-Star 3. I just looked at this. They finally gotten off their butt and upgraded to a decent version of Asterisk. I can't believe how far back the Asterisk software was. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, it's been a game changer. It was a surprise to me that they released that in the summer. I think what happened was they actually spent some money and they hired a proper developer, you know, somebody that will dedicate resources to, you know, triaging bugs and cleaning up documentation, all that. I mean, they did a really impressive job. I've switched everything over to ASL3 now. I'm talking to you on my, I'm not talking to you, but I have my mobile note in my car, and it's been working great. So the only issue I've been having lately is some of these internet providers have carrier-grade NAT. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And so that is my current thing that is keeping me up at night, or not really keeping me up at night, but, you know, the thing that's taken up all my time to figure out now with the ham radio world is figure out how to do port forwarding. So the only way I can think of doing it is to put a VM in the cloud and then run some kind of VPN and port forward from the cloud to my house or whatever. It's annoying, but I'm still figuring it out.
Very familiar with carrier-grade NAT and the problems that it caused. The VM in the cloud solution is fine. I've used the Oracle Cloud for that. You get three VMs, four ARM clouds, one Intel VM for free, which is really, really nice. And I've absolutely done that where I've put, whether it's WireGuard or whether it's, you know, OpenVPN, something like that, on a node in the cloud and then do it that. But if you're doing it for ham radio, there's a much, 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 much better way of doing it. The people who run the amateur radio block, the ham IP block, which number escapes me off the top of my head, I think it's 42, something like that, they sold a quarter of the block to Amazon. And in order to do that, they got money from Amazon to sell them a bunch of the IP addresses, and they've been able to use that to really reinvigorate what we can do with that. So you can get in touch with them, and they will assign you IP addresses, real world, I think it's 42, IP addresses, that they use OpenVPN, and they are also working on WireGuard. I haven't checked it recently, but they had started with OpenVPN. And anyway, you can get your VPN in from them using real-world IP. And actually, instead of having just one real-world IP that you NAT on a VM out in the cloud, they're literally going to route to your house over the VPN a block of addresses. And so you get everything that you need. You want to do Echolink, you want to do All-Star Link, you want to do everything else, doesn't matter. You've got real-world IPs with no NAT anywhere. And you can literally, if you wanted to, assign that IP to your to your PC. Make sure you know what you're doing firewall-wise if you're going to have a real-world IP assigned. But, yeah, it's really, really cool. So if you know, carrier-grade NAT and VPNs and all that kind of good stuff, I think that would be right up your alley. It's pretty exciting stuff that, again, this winter I want to play with.
Okay, yeah, the 44 NAT, yeah. Okay, so is there, like, a site you can go to for that? Is there, like, a website? Website that has all this information you just gave me, or is it just something you piece together?
It's actually in Florida for Hamcation, and they had a booth there, and so I was talking to one of the two guys that run it was there. And right when I last talked to them, that was probably February or March, it was still in beta. There's a mailing list you have to join and then basically say, hey, can I join this? And they're like, if you tell them a little bit of what you're doing and you can convince them, it's not hard, but if you can convince them you know what OpenVPN is and they are going to be supporting you with how do you log into a Linux VM, then they're happy to do it and you've got the ability to do that. That was, like I said, 6 months ago. It was in beta. So there is a little bit on the web about it, but not a lot. It's mainly being done in the mailing list because it's not quite ready for them to have it, at least at that time, for them to have it, click and drag, ready to go. So, but it is available, but you do have to do a little bit of digging. If you can't find it with 30 seconds in Google, get in touch with me. I'm good on QRZ, and send me an email. Happy to give you the notes that I've got, the email address, the guy's contact information, that kind of stuff.
All right, sounds good, because I was just going to put OpenSense in the cloud, and then I was putting it on a 2-core, 2-gigabyte RAM VM. That's going to be like $18 a month. So anything that can lower that cost from 18 down to 5 or 0 or whatever would be great. So. But anyways, I'm at my stop here, and I mean, it's 6 minutes past my little appointment, but I wanted to hear this information. So I'll say 73 for you right now, and I'll get in touch with you if I get stuck or can't find anything. Listen out, though. KFAS.
I'll make it real quick. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure is free. I don't know about running OpenSense on it because you have to run the VM images that they want you to run. They've got Debian, they've got Oracle Linux, which is Red Hat Linux, blah, 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 blah. But so if you want OpenSense, you may have to pay for it. But there is, for the Oracle Cloud stuff, it's free. I'm not a huge fan of Oracle, but it's free. Get in touch with me another time when you got more time. I'd be happy to give you more details. Have fun at your appointment. ADHAL. I'll be monitoring.
Yeah, Oracle's my former employer, so I kind of resist using their stuff. But yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Hate Oracle with a passion, but if they're going to give it to me for free, I'll take it. Go to your appointment, ADHAL.
WATAP. KFAS. WATAP.
Hey, C8LT.